Check your political correctness at the door. It's time for the Kate Daly Show.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Oh, yes, the iconic You Can't Handle the Truth. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show today. I have Uncle Milty with me. We have Mel Madison joining us later. We got a full show today, and I just want to say hello to our first guest. In fact, I have been wanting Philip Patrick on for a while now, and I'm so pleased that he's with us, can I just say, from Birch Gold. Actually, he was born in London, earned a degree in politics and international relations degree at the prestigious University of Reading in Berkshire, England. You'll recognize the accent. Growing up in London, he saw the risks of government overreach and socialist policies firsthand. How are you, Philip?
I'm doing very well, Kate, and thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait to hear what you have to say. I know everyone's kind of on their edge of their seat. You know, we've got Iran news. We've got all kinds of news. We're in an election year, so we have a lot to talk about. And it seems like Congress has now passed the omnibus bill, okay, 6 months into the fiscal year. What is your take on the omnibus bill that was passed?
I mean, the short answer is a complete disaster. But look, you're right. Senate reached an agreement. It was a $1.2 trillion spending package. And as we've come to expect, just minutes before a midnight deadline, and it was officially signed into law by Biden. Now, you combine these two packages, discretionary spending for the budget year is going to come to about $1.66 trillion. And we have to understand this is just discretionary spending. This doesn't include Social Security, Medicare, or even debt service payments, which will likely be the highest, the largest item in the budget this year. Discretionary spending accounts for about 27% of total government spending. Now, the concerning part is the budget largely tracks with an agreement that former Speaker McCarthy worked out with the White House back in May 2023, which restricted spending for 2 years and suspended the debt ceiling budget until 2025, which is just absurd, right? We have to remember McCarthy, we ousted him to prevent exactly this from reoccurring. And here we are again, another $1.7 trillion in debt. It's a complete and utter surrender. And it's just become outrageous at this point, Kate.
Oh, no wonder. No wonder. Every time they do this, I just, like you just said, heavy sigh. It's just, ugh. I'm the same way. Is a balanced budget even feasible at any point in our future?
You know, first of all, balancing, when we talk about balancing the budget, all that means is not going further into debt. It doesn't even begin to address this $34.6 trillion the nation already owns. But look, in answer to your question, it is feasible in theory. To balance the budget right now, Congress could cut discretionary spending to zero. Right? That means no funding for any government agencies, not defense, not agriculture, no FBI. That's going to balance the budget, right? Sure. Alternatively, Congress could raise income and corporate taxes by 50%. That would probably do the job too. But the reality is it's essentially impossible, right? We're not going to get reelected by promising constituents we're going to raise taxes or take away handouts. So what we get instead is this dog and pony show, lots of posturing, lots of hand waving, and ultimately another $1.7 trillion deficit. So it's feasible in theory, but not in reality. And I think it explains why the Fed right now are struggling to keep inflation under control. It's an impossible task for them.
Absolutely. Uncle Milty?
I don't like the idea of cutting discretionary spending. I would probably lose my grant for my study on whether or not flies prefer dog poo or cow patties.
Stop it.
Well, I mean, it's a good point. And how could the world continue without that question being answered? That's the key.
So true. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. I mean, it's beyond ridiculous. That's not even a great word anymore. And so what do you feel when people bring up the word bankruptcy, because we're not going to see this reverse? What are your first thoughts, Philip?
regarding the nation.
I mean, yeah.
If the nation was a corporation, mm-hmm. we would be bankrupt already, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone would be out the doors. It would be over. The game would be up. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in a unique position being the prime reserve currency. When we run out of money, we have the ability to just print it, create it out of thin air, meet our debt liabilities. But of course, it creates an impossible problem to solve longer term. And we're already pretty much at a point of no return. $34.6 trillion of debt. You do not pay by raising taxes and tightening the belt buckle. It's going to take a lot more than that. So we're in an impossible situation. Like I said, if we were a corporation, right. we'd be bankrupt already.
Well, amen to that. Let's turn to inflation for just a second. Where are we at right now? Where is it headed into this election year?
I'm very sad to say I don't have good news. Mm-hmm. Official headline inflation or CPI came in. I'm like the bearer of bad news at the moment since Biden has gotten in office. But official headline inflation, CPI, came in at 3.2% annualized in February. That was the last report. So an increase in headline inflation. Interestingly, the Fed pays very close attention to a subset of the data. It's called core services personal consumption expenditure, or core services PCE. Essentially, it includes housing, food services, insurance, and other things. That came in at 5.1% year over year, which is causing a real problem for the Fed. What it is a sign now that inflation has become entrenched, i.e. prices are not coming down anytime soon. And mm-hmm. the Fed now is in a tough position, right? They're cautious of raising interest rates because every time they do, something breaks, right? Look at when the banks failed early last year. That was on the back of the Fed raising interest rates. So now I think their idea is, let's leave interest rates where they are and hope that eventually prices will start to subside. Now, it's not a great plan, but it appears to be the best that they've got, especially since, you know, we keep seeing these $1.7 trillion federal deficits one after another. Mm-hmm. They're highly inflationary, and it's almost like the federal government and the Federal Reserve are locked in this arm wrestle over the dollar's value. We've got the Fed trying to keep it higher with elevated interest rates, then we've got the White House pushing these massive, you know, deficits, mm-hmm. which are ultimately inflationary. So it's a really tough situation, and it's not one that I see a solution to shorter term, certainly not with Biden at the helm.
Yeah, I agree. Does this explain why gold's price recently hit another record? So we're at $2,200 per ounce. And how much of that is due to the dollar's decline? Is it a bad time to buy gold, a good time to buy gold? What's your assessment?
Look, I think it's a very good time to buy gold for a lot of the reasons that we've talked about. But I want to address one point. Mm-hmm. You know, adjusted for inflation, we're way off the all-time high for gold. So the all-time high for gold is really in January 1980. Gold hit $850 an ounce. We adjust that to inflation, that would be $3,300 today. So, you know, in nominal terms, we're at record highs, but in real terms, gold would have to rise another 50% mm-hmm. to set a new record in terms of actual value.
That's a great point.
In answer to your question, dollar devaluation is certainly driving gold's price up, and you can see it in the numbers, right? So mm-hmm. gold and the dollar have an inverse relationship, which is why people buy gold in these climates. And guess what? The dollar's down 17% since January of 2021. Gold is up the exact same amount in the exact same time period, and it's no coincidence. So dollar devaluation is absolutely driving gold's price. But there are other factors to consider as well, demand being a big one, right? Central mm-hmm. banks, gold buying has shattered records over the last couple of years. 2022 was the single biggest year in history for central bank gold buying. 2023 came in 4% less, but it was the single biggest year for gold purchasing in general, with individual investors bridging that gap. And the reality is, Kate, central bankers are facing the same challenges that we are: economic uncertainty, inflation, and a loss of purchasing power. And they're diversifying their assets with a time-tested safe haven store of value. And that's what gold provides. And I always say to people, look, what applies to banks, to large institution, also applies to us, just at a much smaller scale. So a lot of scope for movement in gold, and I think a very good time for people to start looking.
Absolutely. And great points, too. And so what are the elites doing? Stockpiling gold?
Stockpiling gold. So yes. Look, you always follow the smart money, and central bank money is about the smartest out there, particularly when it comes to currency.
What about silver? What's going on with silver?
Silver's a great buy, too. It's different, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, silver's has monetary uses as well as industrial. The thing about silver today is its price. Heavily undervalued relative to gold. Industrial demand is growing for it. Things like solar technology, electric cars use it, and supply is shrinking. So I see gold as your wealth preserver, you know, preserving buying power, hedging against dollar decline. Silver's that longer term growth play, benefiting from real value from a pricing standpoint and raising demand. So I think people look to diversify between the two, but it's about addressing, you know, an individual customer.
Absolutely. You had a chat with Dr. Ron Paul, too, who's been on the show many times, and talking about the federal government is already confiscating wealth, and we're seeing this in every way possible. And so we need to vary what we've got out there. We know digital currency is coming in. Did you want to comment on that? I mean, it's taking all of these steps that we keep reporting on, so the tracks are being laid.
The tracks are being laid. I think, you know, digital currency will be in our future forever. Yeah. It's early days. I mean, it's not early. I mean, we understand them quite well now. I think governments will look to move into those spaces, right? I think it's going to be a tough sell today, so they're going to have to sort of get the public ready. And I think devaluation of the existing currency, the government stepping in with a solution, provides that catalyst. So I think it's an interesting space. I think we'll see digital currencies maintained, but I also think it's a space governments are looking at very, very closely. And like I said, to sell that concept, the people are going to need pain to accept a change like that. And I think that's where currency devaluation comes in. And I think that's where gold comes in, because the lower currency gets, the higher gold prices go.
So we need to shore up what we have. Philip Patrick, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate you. Birch Gold, get over to Birch Gold and get everything you have backed with gold. Get it solidified right now. I think these are the times in which we have the options that we have. I don't know how long we'll have those options. So I think that people need to do what they can right now. So I appreciate you. Thank you, Philip Patrick. Thanks so much for joining us. And of course, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. Here's some comments from you guys in working with Birch Gold, which I absolutely love. You've heard me talking about them on the air. There's a reason for that. I think there's a crucial time right now in which you have some choices to make, which you can shore up your IRAs and your accounts with gold, and it might not cost you a dime, which is awesome. But here's one comment. This was my first time purchasing precious metal products. I did my due diligence and educated myself on how precious metals are priced and sold. I chose Birch Gold because of the very high marks on their business practices. It was the right choice for me to go with Birch. The whole transaction was smooth with no high pressure. Don't you just love that? I love that. Also, establishing my new IRA, filling it with products will provide me security against the waning U.S. dollar. The staff at Birch Gold honed their process of teaching how to inform potential clients of their services to very efficiently opening new accounts and providing expertise and assistance by selecting the appropriate PMs to purchase for their customers. I love that. There's so many great comments from you guys. High marks, definite high marks with Birch Gold. You love them. I'm so glad. By the way, get some help. Just text 989898, text my name Kate, and you'll get some free information. Please do that. Just text my name over while you're sitting there. Information is free. That's fantastic for you. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening in. Of course, a big thank you to Philip Patrick for coming on. I'll tell you what, get it solidified. I just don't know how long options will be there, and I feel like options will go away. I really do, because that's kind of what they do. That's how they operate in the past is, you know, you have certain time for certain things, and I know people are feeling a lot of, like, uncertainty right now, so just text 989898 and text my name, Kate, K-A-T-E. Get that free information. That's all you're getting. You're getting the free information to move forward on getting things solidified with gold, your IRA, your savings, and your retirement, and it's free to do so. So it's a great option for people, and I really love that we have that option right now. So a big thank you to Philip, and of course, Uncle Milty's with me. We have a lot to talk about. There's a comment I want to make about CERN and this eclipse coming up. I know, crazy, but it's true. A lot of people are talking about the eclipse. Did you know? I know this. Krispy Kreme is making eclipse donuts. You should see his face. I can't express enough how much the crazy is on about this eclipse.
I guess eclipse donuts. I guess it depends on which moon is eclipsing them.
I mean, it's like Krispy Kreme donut with like an Oreo and chocolate icing, and I mean, and it's bad enough that Krispy Kreme just joined McDonald's. Are we going to get a hamburger made out of Krispy Kreme donuts anyway? But it's the Krispy Kreme eclipse donuts. I just was laughing because they're actually in demand.
I did see an interesting commercial for a beer.
Okay.
And it said, see the real Corona.
You know, there's just so much. I want to mention something, too. A big hat tip to Mike on this one. But this was talking about this gold mine. And a mine from China, actually. So a mine south of Prescott could strip 800 acres of forest next to mountain communities. And how much we're now bringing this in on the down low. And this is a fascinating story because this is in the mountains of south of Prescott, group of communities, right? And in Arizona. And heavy equipment started flowing in, and this was starting to take place several weeks ago. A mining company pops up without notice, leaving the community to wonder what was going to happen to their paradise out there. If you've ever been out there, it's a beautiful country. There is the Gold Paradise Peak Incorporated popped up 4 miles, away from this guy's house. And he says, you know, there's a lot of truth, a lot of speculation. It's hard to figure out what's going on. Why are we having to figure out what's going on is really the question here. And that this group is owned by China. That's kind of, is that nerve-wracking for anybody? It's nerve-wracking, I think.
Actually, to me, it makes a lot of sense.
Why?
Because they'll also have things in place if they decide to build a railroad.
Stop it. Listen, the mining operation is, they're saying it's different. It's on a scale that's really unprecedented in their area. So how many more of these are going on? So Arizona writes about it. How much more of this is happening?
All these things are happening throughout the country. The problem is that with a lack of honest media, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's going on in Minnesota is hearsay.
Right, right. Or Arizona.
Or anywhere in the country. Right. Anywhere in the country. It's all hearsay.
Right.
And it's just like buying the farmland. We keep hearing about China buying farmland, but we don't hear about exactly where they're buying it.
Yeah, it's strange. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Lots of speculation. And honestly, how are they able to do this on large scale? I mean, if this is unprecedented, what does it look like in other areas? We just haven't gotten to the story yet. That's what bothers me about this. And I see the border issue. And now we're seeing a lot of Chinese nationals coming over. It's just a little worrisome.
Well, the thing is if there was actually a real profitable gold mine there, I can't imagine that some American wasn't running it.
Mm.
Why all of a sudden does it belong to the Chinese?
Yeah.
Is it really a gold mine or is it an underground military base?
Hey, I'm not saying that's not a great question. Who knows what they're building under? What guys?
You don't know.
That's the problem. Yeah. And these are truly the stories. I know Iran is the big story today, but I feel like, is it really? I'm I know a lot of people are worried about that. We get worried, but we have been hearing that story for eons. We realize that, right? I mean, it's a little bizarre too. So these stories actually worry me more than the Iran story. Tell you the truth. Be right back. Kate Daly Show at your service. Love to take your calls too. Be right back.
There you go.
Listen up, folks. ActivateFIQ.com. F as in Frank, IQ. ActivateFIQ.com. They have a brand new histamine. It's all natural for the season of allergies, which you may be experiencing already. They also have a sleep product that is amazing, and it does not leave you feeling hungover the next day, which is really nice. It's so natural, and it absorbs into your body, and it helps you kind of drift off to sleep rather quickly. And, of course, anxiety. They have an anxiety product that is amazing for those of you that experience anxiety. Once in a while, I even get that. So I absolutely love this product, and I love all their products. Their whole C is amazing. Their copper and magnesium, everyone should be taking that. And also cod liver oil and beef liver actually helps your blood circulation. There's so many things they have there, and the absorption quality is amazing. Do not buy over-the-counter supplements. Please do me that favor. Go to ActivateFIQ.com. Get them cheaper. Use the code Kate. You're going to love me for this one because the products are that good and they absorb into the body. It's how the product is made is what is important. ActivateFIQ.com. Code word Kate.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Listening to the Kate Daly Show. Of course, get over to ActivateFIQ.com, put in the code Kate, and get some wonderful supplements. The new histamine for allergies is amazing because it's natural. The brand new sleep product they have is fantastic. I can't say enough good things about that. And you don't wake up groggy the next day. And then also, I just love natural products too, for many, many reasons. But they have a new copper cream, and boy, people are loving this product because it's not another supplement to take. It's actually a cream. And you know what? These are the kinds of things I'm so proud ActivateFIQ.com comes up with, because they are a very natural company, and I love the way that these things absorb into the body. Stop buying from Walgreens and Walmart and all the rest. They do not have that absorption rate that ActivateFIQ does, and you want more bang for your buck too. So get over to ActivateFIQ.com. I love that company for a multitude of reasons. You know, the other thing too, Carrie Made, we've had Dr. Made on, and one of the things that she was kind of notifying people about is she's saying, look, a lot of parasites are getting into our food supply, and we need to start farming, gardening, raising livestock of our own, getting with your local farmers. And we've said this again and again on the show, but she said that there was farm-raised tilapia. So I'm just going to mention this real quick. We have a host of other topics, but farm-raised tilapia and other farm-raised fish like salmon. I mean, if you go and look at the back of these labels, right, you're finding that a lot of stuff is farm-raised. Don't buy it. We've been saying this for years, but don't buy it. There's a parasite, and I'm going to kill this name. Simothia exquiga? I have no idea what that is. I mean, I'm... I'm the name murderer, but it's C-Y-M-O-T-H-O-A-E-X-I-G-U-A. And this little charm manages to penetrate through the fish's gills, literally suck the blood from the fish's tongue to then eat it and then replace it. Yummy. Can't wait for dinner tonight. Now, every time the fish eats, it takes a portion of the food away. Am I making you sick yet? I know. You guys, I don't know if we realize how much of this kind of stuff is going on. What?
I'll tell you an interesting thing about this.
Okay.
With all the talk about parasites, uh-huh. Did you know that the FDA
right?
recently lowered the temperature you should cook pork to from
what?
165 degrees to 145 degrees? If parasites are prevalent, why would you lower the cooking temperature of
no.
a meat?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they actually lowered it from 165 to 145.
That's crazy.
That might be the difference between killing the parasites and not.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if we realize how much these are at stake for us. These are causing long, as long as they have their well-laid plans and intentions on what they're going to do with the food supply, this is the well-laid plans for us. And I don't think we realize how many parasites are actually causing us harm.
The world is full of parasites.
Almost all kinds of parasites.
Almost every creature, including human beings, have parasites in their midst.
This just makes me sick. And isn't that a great metaphor for what's going on in this country right now, for sure? It's hard to bring this stuff up sometimes because it's one thing after another, but it's the truth. I think that we have more of this affecting us than we realize. And this is why the doctors just throw their arms up and go, gee, we just don't know. In 2024, what's wrong with you, Mr. or Mrs. Jones? We just don't know. And I think they actually do know. I think that there is a concerted effort here. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
This was a little while ago, but there was an Arizona politician actually inviting the Chi-Coms in to Arizona to mine rare earth minerals.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right.
They already own like 90% of the world's rare earth minerals.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. It's a great point. Thank you for that. You know, there's another thing, too. In my state of Utah, they actually were having the kids write letters to Xi. I'm not joking. Got to get in his good graces. So don't you wonder what states are doing with China? I mean, on the surface, it looks like we're writing these really bizarre letters and having the kids, you know, love Xi a little too much. And as a pen pal, that was the guys, as a pen pal. But I must go much deeper than that as we meet with these people, as we go and are visiting. I had a whistleblower tell me that even in my state, they saw a representative, leaving China and talking about their trip and how amazing it was on our dime, right? And you just have to wonder what's going on with these relations, these parasitical relations with China. So caller brought up a great point, and that is the invitation, the almost hero worship of avowed communists in this country. And then they turn around and say they're conservatives. I don't know what's going on with people, but definitely disconcerting for sure. The other thing that I really wanted to talk about, too, was phase two of the migrant border invasion. Because obviously we're talking about Arizona, we're talking about these states that that also seem to have their hand dipped in China. And we have all these Chinese nationals coming over, which we have had whistleblower comments on the show about this, going down and noticing that there were certain camps that were making their way to the United States that had barbed wire around them. You weren't really allowed in Panama. You weren't really allowed to go into these camps. And they don't want to be interviewed. And these people are obviously from China. And it was already put out that they were from China and coming in here. So why are they coming in here? But J.J. Carroll, who we've had on the show, had four phases of mass migration and replacement that begins with the first phase of ongoing flooding the border. That's the first phase. And that's what we've been talking about for a long time. Then you have phase two, that the people have already been paroled inside the U.S. border, have been categorized as legal U.S. residents, who can now sponsor their family members to join them in the U.S. Each legal resident can then bring in four more people who may then bring in more people. So an estimated 10 million people, illegal aliens, welcomed by King Fraudelot administration, will multiply by tens of millions more because the rules have changed dramatically so that the financial sponsorship by the family is no longer required, as these non-governmental organizations, the NGOs, like Catholic Charities, among many, many different ones, may fill in the financial sponsor line. So we are facilitating the invasion. Remember how we said all the churches are getting involved with this and housing people, and it's not right. Every church, right, is doing this. Sad.
I don't remember exactly when it happened, but when they started comparing Christianity to socialism, brought this about.
Right.
Because, you know, Christ said, feed and clothe and put a roof over people's heads. He didn't mean it in a socialistic way.
No.
He meant it in a help them way.
Right.
Not help them forever way.
Temporary. Temporarily help. Yes. Yes. And, of course, Jewish Family Services, Lutheran Family Services, United Way, all the churches are doing it. And I mean all the churches. And they've been paid a lot of money to do this. And that's the key everybody needs to walk away with, too, is that phase three is the continual propaganda that the system is broken, setting the stage for phase four, which is blanket amnesty, which we know is coming, right? They're going to try this. They're going to try to do it. Both parties are in on this, are complicit in the mass migration, both parties. And I just, the four phases, it makes a lot of sense to what we're seeing right now. And what we've been reporting on for a long time here is these different migrations coming in, or the different phases that they're coming in on. But yeah, there is a concerted effort to go through the churches so that people aren't alarmed by it. It's more of a helping Christian measure. That is not a helping Christian measure when we're breaking the law to do it. So I'm not okay with this at all. Not even in the smallest way. Yeah.
The other thing we don't really know is how much money gets donated to any one organization.
Right.
If you think about it, there's 8 billion Catholics in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If all of them gave $100 a year, that would be $2 trillion.
Oh, my gosh. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Stay with us. And we'll take your calls, too.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Get over to MyPillow.com. They've got some terrific deals right now. And I know, you know, Mother's Day is coming and Father's Day and weddings, and you need gifts for that and graduation. What a great place to do your shopping, because you're going to get up to 90% off. So kind of amazing. And they have a wonderful deal, I think, for $25 on their brand new pillow. And it is fantastic. So put in the code Kate. It helps the show, helps us stay on the air. And I love these guys. MyPillow.com. And then, of course, and take advantage of that. What a great way to shop and also help conservatives do what conservatives do. I love that. And then also prepare with Kate.com, get some food storage. So we'll take your calls. We were just talking about the invasion on the border. And it's so funny to me how the mainstream media can keep ignoring this over and over and over again and not go there or not really talk about the phases or what's actually happening. How do you sidestep that? It's like our biggest issue right now. Now, I know all their talk is about Iran. Iran is gearing up to come after us. World War III fears. This is literally the headline today. But they have been saying this for a very, very long time. A very long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Iran right now. But we have a problem on the border. That's our problem.
You know, people coming to the United States need to understand that just being here is not going to make you prosperous.
Right.
It was the nature of the country that lets you become prosperous if you wanted to work.
Opportunity.
Yeah. They think today it's just a matter of being here.
Right. Well, they're coming over to be dependent in many forms and thinking that that is the American way.
But that's even so living in poverty in the United States is middle class in most of the world.
Yes. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey there.
Hi there.
Uncle Mitch.
Hi there.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
A friend of mine, a former friend, I'll call him. He's a priest in a Catholic church, and and this was back in 2017, mind you.
Okay.
The last time I had lunch with him, he was working through the archdiocese with these refugee resettlement programs, mainly at the time with people from Syria. Mm. And he told me that the archdiocese gets between $40,000 and $50,000 per family to relocate these people. And, you know, the Catholic Church and a lot of people are up to their eyeballs in this. I personally, you know, we used to donate to several what mm-hmm. I thought were worthwhile charities mm-hmm. that I thought were doing the good thing. And one of them, the only one I'll mention is Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. When I heard that they were taking, you know, there's an NGO that's taking government money mm-hmm. to resettle these people inside our borders, that's it. And the only way, you know, how we the people can stop this stuff is stop giving money
right.
to these organizations because they're part of the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
I think you're exactly right. Thank you for your 2 cents. Super appreciate that. It was great. And those agencies, I've done some work. I've done some research on these philanthropic agencies, and I'll tell you what, I'm not convinced that we're seeing a lot of good works, definitely, 100%.
I've said this hundreds of times. If you take all mm-hmm. of the charities mm-hmm. that supposedly are feeding the hungry, mm-hmm. no one in the United States has to buy groceries. That's yeah. how much money they take in.
I know. And everybody always gives them the blank check that they're doing everything properly because they're a 501c3 or because they're a nonprofit agency. And that is just simply not true. That nonprofit agencies were the way for the elite to be able to take money and skirt it into whatever they wanted to.
And not pay taxes on it.
Over 100 years.
They're
so sick.
The reason it's going to be difficult, mm-hmm. There's evidence every day of it.
Right.
People can't drive by somebody standing on a corner mm-hmm. with a cardboard sign and not give them a dollar.
Right.
The guy's making $500 a day standing on a corner with a cardboard sign.
Perfectly able to work, and there's lots of jobs.
And well, who's right. going to work when you can collect $500 a day standing on a corner?
I know.
I watch people do it all the time. I think to myself, are they looking at this person?
Right. No, seriously. Yeah. Very capable. Very, very
Not
capable.
Not to mention all the services that are also available to that person if they're legitimately homeless and hungry.
Yep. So true. Headline today, not talking about the border. Headline today, Iran vows revenge as it accuses Israel of deadly airstrike on Syria consulate in deepening Middle East crisis. We've been here before. We've been here many, many, many times. I guess that's why I'm not overblown by the headline today or this last week's headlines. Okay. Anyway, I wanted to kind of bring this up, though, before we get to the end of this hour. And Mel Madison will join us next. But this was something, and I looked this up, actually. This was a warning about CERN and Monday, what's going on Monday. And this is actually true. By the way, I looked this up on the CERN website. They announced this. Here you go.
So no one's going to talk about how CERN is starting back up on April 8th. You know, the solar eclipse where everybody's freaking out because they're deploying nuclear units. That's right. Look at that. Start on April 8th, yep. followed by the SPS North area on the 10th of April. The Awake facility behind the SPS will run for 10 weeks in total. 10 weeks, guys. That's why they're telling you to stock up on your food, resources, gas, etc. So, this is exactly what they're doing. Experimental infrastructure within the CERN complex of nuclear and particle physics experiments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is what they're doing. They announced it, actually. And I just wonder sometimes when they're doing their experimenting, what happens when they try, what people do around the globe to try to maybe hide what they're doing and couch it in different terms and give us a different story. And I'm just throwing that out there because they start up on Monday of all days, which is, I thought, really ironic. Yeah, strange.
And being that it's Monday, CERN. It'll increase their chances of doing it wrong because, it's Monday.
Oh, my gosh. It's on a Monday. And yes, it's a really strange thing. You can go look it up yourself, but it's very strange that they pick that day. It goes on for 10 weeks. And who knows? It could be a nothing burger. But I thought I'd mention it just because they did pick an odd day to start it. Also, I've been warned about how many radio, transmission problems internet problems, phone problems we'll be having this week leading up to this to Monday, which is kind of strange too. But don't forget to get your Krispy Kreme Eclipse donut. Sorry. It just cracks me up to no end, the capitalizing on donuts for that. But okay. All right. Anyway, yeah. just had to say. And we do. We have a huge border invasion. It's not just a crossing. It's an invasion going on. And I wish mainstream, well, I don't wish because I know they won't. They can't. They're totally bought. They can't. They're not going to mention it all the time. Either will, like, local news, national news. Nobody. We'll be right back with Mel Madison. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show.